The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're going to pry these guns right out of my hands when they come to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when I signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket be spared. When the hard-working man gets tired of your cry, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I stand up to fight for my freedoms and rights. That's a price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core. You ain't ever had a fight in your life like a fight that you'll.
Welcome to the Armed Alabama Show for September 24th, 2019. This is retired Circuit Judge Rusty Johnston and also NRA certified firearms instructor. My partner Adam Strange has the night off, but he may be listening wherever he is. If you've never heard Armed Alabama before, start listening to us every Tuesday night at 7:05 p.m. Central Time on FM Talk 106.5. You can also watch it and hear it on Facebook Live if you go to our Facebook page. Just search for Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. And I think we're on now. Is that correct? Yep. Expert says we're on. All right. Armed Alabama is Alabama's only firearms-based FM radio talk show in the state. And we continue to have a good year. We talk about pistols, revolvers, shotguns, concealed carry, ammunition, training, and attacks on our God-given right to protect ourselves and our family. And remember to visit our website. That's www.armedalabama.com. And you can also listen to this show live there, live stream, if you go to armedalabama.com. I guess that's /radio-show. Just go to the menu on the page. You can also go to FM Talk's website, which is www.fmtalk1065.com, and you can listen live there, you know, if you're having problems with reception or whatever. We have a great YouTube channel. I've uploaded a number of things over the past week. A couple you got to watch, Beto O'Rourke and Sheila Jackson Lee, and I've got a couple that are scheduled to come online after the show over. But you just go to best thing to do is just search Armed Alabama, and you'll get it. Remember to subscribe. We're almost up to 1,100, and that really helps us again because people start getting notices of the new shows that are out. Remember to catch the Beto O'Rourke screaming something about stealing our guns. And he actually lies in there. He says, and this makes no sense, a woman watched her 15-year-old daughter bleed to death over the course of an hour because there weren't enough ambulances. Well, if that were true, who in their right mind would put pressure on the wound and put the kid in a car and drive him to the hospital? But the sheriff and the mayor said that's an absolute lie, that they were there in, I think it was 7 or 8 minutes. And yeah, so he lies about that. And then we've got Sheila Jackson Lee claiming that AR-15s fire 50 caliber bullets. She's a real nut. A couple of things in kind of the gun news. The bump fire stock case is kind of going our way. And this is before the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The BATF has admitted that it didn't have the legal authority to issue those regulations, which none of us thought anyway. So maybe that'll help us as the thing goes on. Want to thank Buck Allen. He sings our intro song. Great guy. You can visit him on Facebook by searching Buck Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Or you can go to, I love this site, the Mississippi Music Project.org/ Buck Allen, and you'll find him there. Now, our phone number here at the radio station is 251-343-0106. That'll take calls or text. You can comment, question, whatever. You have a question about the law, whatever. We also have, well, I'm going to introduce a guest in just a second. This is an interesting case that came out. Now, it is a Nevada Supreme Court case, so it doesn't apply to us. But those of you that have been convicted of so-called domestic violence for, you know, pushing your ex-brother-in-law down and are prohibited from owning a gun, the Nevada Supreme Court says you have to be afforded the right to a trial by jury before you can have your Second Amendment rights taken away. So that is an excellent opinion. So hopefully that'll spread across the country. Probably won't, but that would be good. And the Supreme Court has also scheduled the case, the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus New York City, for December 2nd. New York, you know, has a law that says if you have a permit to keep an on-premises pistol in your home, you have to have a permit for that. You can't take it out of your home. It's just, it has to stay there. You can to go to a range. I don't know where a range would be, but you can't if you're going on vacation to Florida. You can't take it with you. So that is a crazy, crazy thing. We have a guest tonight, and he's no stranger to most of you. He's Jerry Carl, and Jerry is – you president of the county commission?
I am presently president.
Okay. Yep. And representative of District 3, the south end of the county. And in addition to having your plate full with doing that, you're also running for U.S. Congress from this district.
District 1. Yeah. That's right. To replace Bradley Burns, who's
right.
actually
who's
running for
running
the Senate
for
seat.
Yeah.
So it's an open seat.
Well, tell us a little bit. I got your bio here. I don't want to read it and all.
No,
but,
don't.
So
don't
tell
bore us with that.
Why in the world do you want to go up there, my gosh?
You know, the biggest reason is my son, who came back from Afghanistan, and I've watched him try to work through the VA healthcare system. And just pure frustrations watching
Once
him.
Once again, hey, let's turn everything over to the government.
Yeah,
they do such a good job, don't they?
But watching that, and my background is healthcare. I understand
That's
insurance.
Right.
I understand how the system should work.
Yeah.
And just some simple things that could be changed in the VA system.
Yeah.
I told my wife if it ever came an opportunity that I could get involved in making some of those changes, I would jump in and do it. And, of course, this came up.
It's one of those,
Bradley.
Again, if you've got to think you're the best candidate to stick your neck out, and I'm sure you are, because, you know, it takes – one person can do a lot.
Well, you go to Washington and spend 2 or 3 days, it really makes you question what you're doing.
It really does.
I spent all last week there, and just the madness of it, I really question it.
Yeah, first of all, I like art and beauty, but they've got it set up like ancient Greece with statues and temples, and I'm not so sure we ought to be, you know, creating statues to elected officials.
Well, my plan is to go in on Tuesday and come out on Friday.
Yeah, boy, that would, you know, Joe Bonner was able to do that for a long time.
Right, right. So, that's what you've got to focus on.
So you don't get Potomac fever.
No, I love South Alabama. I'm home in South Alabama.
Yeah, that's what would kill me. Of course, the weather is just as hot and
humid
as
it is here last week
in South Alabama. Jerry, notice your website seems to be kind of best place to contact you, donate, volunteer, is www.jerrycarlforcongress. It's all one word, and Carl, of course, the English spelling with a C, jerrycarlforcongress.com.
That's correct.
Thank you. And if you want to request anything or talk to you, whatever, you can hook up with you there.
Yep. Well, I would love to hear from you.
Well, I know you and your background, but tell me a little bit about what would you do about all these crazy, of course, I think they're all unconstitutional, ideas of the gun grabbers just to, you know, start grabbing certain classes of firearm that the Supreme Court has indicated are legal.
Well, the first thing I want to encourage him to do is try to come to South Alabama and try that. That would be quite a challenge to come to.
Don't you love that? The same people that say we can't deport X number of million illegal aliens because there would be a civil war, they want to come and take firearms from us?
Right. That would be a challenge. That would be a real challenge. I can only speak for South Alabama, but good luck on that one. We'll
start
with
you.
That.
I've never killed anybody. I've never shot anybody.
No.
Good grief.
I've never had a gun go off in one of my safes and hurt anybody.
They don't usually do that, but I guess they could. But the we were talking earlier about there's a, I'll get through before this one, take the break. La Palma is an island, the Canary Islands. It is volcanic, and eventually, because it's happened before, it may happen 100 years, it may be 500 years, it's going to split in two and send a tsunami 100 to 500 feet tall towards the East Coast. You know, we've never bothered to put a tsunami warning system in the Atlantic. We didn't have one in the Indian Ocean either until after that one. Now, that is so much more of a danger than guns. But we'll be right back, folks, after this quick break on Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Now remember, when things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
Clint Eastwood.
You got to love Clint Eastwood. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love him. Jerry, I see where you have been married to your lovely wife almost 37 years, and I'm trying to think. I think mine's 34, 35. I know I'm not good at math. This is close to that. I never thought anybody would put up with me for more than a year or two. I'm shocked.
Well,
time goes by so fast, too. You know?
Well, it really has. I mean, now the kids are grown, and, you know, we're looking around, and you know, our businesses have
got some options.
Yeah, we do have some options, and we've done our traveling. We've spent our life traveling together and doing things, and it's not too many things that we haven't done that we wanted to do.
You know, I did a lot of overseas traveling in college or when I was a young lawyer, had fortune to have a lot of cases in England. But I don't have any desire to go anywhere overseas anymore.
I have to go over there for the trade show, the air show, and there's nothing.
That's work, isn't it?
That's anything you want to see can be seen right here in America.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we got the best, the prettiest, the easiest access to. You know, it's just mobility.
People get this. I went to the little town in Scotland where my family apparently is from, and I went in October. It was so depressing. It was raining. It was foggy. I thought, no wonder they all left. It was awful. But people get this, you know, homesickness or, you know, for the good. That's why all those people left. Looks like we got a call, Jerry. My monitor isn't lit.
It's Paul from Stapleton.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Compton.
Hey, George. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good. What's up?
Hey, I have a question for you about the background checks, and I have also, maybe it's a two-part question.
Okay.
Since I am a gun guy, legally, I have a customer who always gets delayed.
When he's called in to the check?
Though he has purchased 20 guns from me.
Yep.
But when it come time for him to, he was trying to buy a suppressor and went through the whole big, drawn-out process that's been over a year. His paperwork come back and said that it was just inconclusive evidence.
Well, you know what?
Pursued it himself and brought a bunch of paperwork into my store.
Do you think the government makes mistakes then? You know, a lot of those, Paul, you run into a lot of people. We all know them. I'm not going to put down my Social Security number. The government's got their Social Security number, and they probably got pictures of us naked in the shower. And, you know, so I tell people, always put your Social Security number down. And, you know, my handwriting isn't real legible, so I sign everything, but I get somebody else to print it better. Because if you've got, like, my name oftentimes will get called in, and I'll hear the clerk doing it, I'll stop them. They'll say Johnson. And I say, it's not Johnson, it's Johnston. See, that right there will cause a screw-up.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, most of the, I think it's 98% of those are false negatives.
Well, I don't believe that this gentleman. But if I transfer him 20 guns throughout the last 5 or 6 years,
yeah,
he gets delayed or denied for lack of evidence on a suppressor.
Yeah, in a suppressor. That is subject to so many myths, it's unbelievable, you know. But there's a way you can supposedly appeal those things, but I couldn't tell you how to even begin doing it.
Well, he's trying to do it now. And
he just needs to buy them at the gun show loophole. Through the gun show loophole, which we know is a farce. Hey, Paul, if he, if his appeal does run its course, would you let us know about that?
Well, he brought in a lot of paperwork today from the government, and he was very honest about what he had done in his whole life. He's he was about 45 years old, and him and a bunch of buddies, when they were 17, 18, got in a fight in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happened to them. I mean, they got taken down to jail, called their mom and dad.
Was that, judged it, you know what county
the judge
that
didn't
was
do
in,
anything
Paul?
To
was
them,
it?
So it's kind of a.
See,
so it's
what
one
happens
of those situations the... back in the day where nothing happened.
See, a lot of times the clerk will just write down something that's wrong, and that'll get in the record, and it's a hard time getting it off of there.
Well, I looked at his paperwork he brought in, and nothing, there's no answer, or there's no conclusion, or there's, I don't know the right word. So there's...
All I can say, I'm just glad it's not me.
In his case, if something happened in 1988 when he was in high school, then, and he's already went back to the county he's from and trying to get a court file from 1988.
Yep.
When he was in high school. And
of course, he should have applied for youthful offender status.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't even, ring
but
up.
But the judge didn't do anything.
God, I don't know what to tell you. I tell you, Paul, I may get somebody to call you later, that friend of mine that's retired from the Pardon and Parole Board, see if that may be able to help him. Okay?
Well, I'm just trying to help out one of my guys.
Yeah, sure. They got to be able to buy one to make you
well,
any money.
How is it that I can transfer him, you know, a gun a month, but I can't sell him a suppressor?
I can't imagine. I cannot. Well, you're dealing with the federal government's the problem, and they're in every aspect of our lives. They're going to tell us you can't vape. I didn't even know what that was, but vape and e-cigarette. You can't text and drive. You can't, I mean, you know, get out of our lives. You know?
All right.
I'm just sick.
Well, look into that for me.
Yeah, I'll give you a holler, Paul.
All right. Thanks,
take care.
Good.
Okay, folks, on Facebook, if any of you are on Facebook, I'm going to show you something quick. If you use your magazines and your firearms, now magazine is what goes up into a, let's say a pistol. It's not a clip, like that's a clip for an M1 Garand, but people get those all mixed up interchangeably. I'll tell you a funny story. I was at a seminar and an FBI agent was giving a talk, and I slipped and used the word clip instead of magazine. So he decides he's, you know, corrects me. Then he says, you know, dum-dum bullets, they were outlawed by the Geneva Convention. I said, Hague. He said, pardon. I said, they were outlawed by the Hague Convention, not the Geneva. I wouldn't have done it to anybody else, but since. Okay, so first of all, you got the bumper pad or the floor pad.
Right.
And this is for a Beretta M9. And I don't know whether we can get that on there, Sydney, but most magazines have some type of punch hole in the bottom. The reason I have the V, I just mark all my magazines because, you know, there are a lot of ones that look similar. Then out comes the spring and the follower. Now, why, what would I clean it with? Now, if you use it a lot, you're going to have, you know, goodness knows what. I always use the 91% or whatever, yeah, a rubbing alcohol, and just put it on just a bristle brush, just run it through there a little. And if there's any crud in there, you know, this dries real quick. And don't put any oil, though, or anything like that in it, because if you do, it's going to take a chance to the plate. It's going to attract more stuff to it, and you don't want that. So we're going to let that sit there. Now, notice I forgot to put my safety glasses on. Yeah, in theory, and, you know, you always need to be safe, that spring could have popped out and hit me in the eye. But, you know, in a matter of a minute or two, because I didn't bring my canned air, this will be dry. We'll reassemble it. Like I say, doesn't need any oil or anything like that. And you got a clean magazine. Now,
as many guns as I've owned, I've never known you could break a magazine down that
way. And this is an easy one. I'm still looking for some parts.
I still
didn't
know you could do that.
Jerry, while I'm thinking about it, I completely forgot you've got a fundraiser coming up this weekend down at Gunport.
I do.
So tell us about it.
It's down at Gunport. Some of the guys that work
which is in Code Inn on Highway 1.
One Defender Way in Code Inn, Alabama.
Yes, 180. Anyway, you go down to the end. 188. Past Bellingrad, take a right. Yeah. It's about 2 miles on the left.
But some of the guys on my campaign got together there with Gary that owns it. And they put this together, and they're planning on us having a big time down there. So come join us.
It'll be fun. And it's a little drier these days. I won't say it's much cooler. Now, what do they need to do? Just show up?
Show up from 10 to 2. They're going to have an area set up there where they're going to actually take turns trying to shoot this Tannerite.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Rifles. Make big bombs.
Okay.
Bring what you've got.
Great. Tannerite is a very legal substance, folks. It kind of makes a small explosion when you hit it just right.
Small is the right word.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends how much you use, I guess.
Okay. Now,
at 9 o'clock this Saturday down at Gunport.
Yeah, from 10 to 2.
10 to 2. Boy, that sounds fun. Now, I'm sure it's an admission.
It's something like $10.
Oh,
I was going to
suggest $25.
Yeah. But it'll all be well controlled, well organized.
Oh, yeah.
So by all means,
and that's a nice
down.
Place. And, you know, take something to drink, though, if it gets real hot. Folks, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after this break with more of Armed Alabama.
When they're running down a country man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
You gonna pull those pistols or whistle Dixie?
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama, and folks, our Beretta M9 magazine dried during the break, and if it shows up on Facebook, what I'm doing is just shoving the spring in it, and I'm putting the the bumper pad or base pad, and then it will. It's got a little plastic thing in there, the spring, and it'll. Now you got to put it in the right way. Make sure you know the file. Yep, seeing all right, and so that's good to go. Don't oil them, though. That's where you run into trouble. Just don't oil them. And most people don't ever need to do that. It's just, I've practiced with these a lot and just drop them in Gary's sand down there and all. And that's what you ought to do. But so why not? And then I think I was telling y'all before this, I'm holding up a couple of these, call them kind of cotton mops, like for your shotgun, the smaller ones I have here, for rifles. And, you use these, you may use a bronze or copper one at first and then clean it with this. It'll be black. But what I do is I get hot water and Dawn. Now, I've practiced with Dawn and ammonia. Kids used to, and ammonia didn't help it, didn't add anything at all. And Dawn really cuts grease and oil. And so you just do that, just do it with your hands and do it a couple of times overnight, and they're almost brand new.
There's an agent in Dawn that causes grease to stick to grease.
Yeah.
And that agent is made here at Evonics.
And that's what, from remember, they were spraying it out on this oil when they had the oil slick out there.
It causes grease to stick to grease. You can also stick those in a dishwasher.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can put those in a washing machine if you put a mesh, put them in a mesh bag. But it's amazing. Like I say, I used to do the ammonia thing. And, you know, ammonia is, it just smells. And it did not seem, it didn't do any better at all. So, in fact, I think it may have made it not do as well. So, but folks, if you're going to go down to Jerry Carl's event and you need ammo, maybe even you ought to buy a new gun for it, go down to McCoy Outdoors. They've got everything you can need. And, of course, dove season is going to be coming up pretty soon. They got everything you need for every kind of sport, including archery, running. Oh, they got teenage type clothes. I don't even know the names of them.
Fishing.
Yeah, fishing. They got a guy that'll fit you in running shoes, which, you know, is rare these days. And they're on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65 overpass, where the old K&B used to be down there, open Monday through Saturday. Great place. And if you want to know, find out about a gun, you can put it in your hand, and they'll tell you, you know, that looks too big for your hand, small for your hand, as opposed to a big box store that's probably on the other side politically with a lot of us. So shop locally with him. Jerry, looks like we got a call here. Thomas Theodore is probably your district. Hey, Thomas.
Yes. Good evening, guys. How are you, Judge?
Pretty good. Anything to complain about your road or anything about first?
Thomas, last time I heard from you, you had an armadillo dead out in front of your house.
I'm trying to kill one. He's been tearing up my backyard.
I'll have to tell you an armadillo story later. How you doing, Mr. Thomas?
Well, I'm doing real good. You know, ever since Jerry's been my county commissioner, I've had less mosquitoes and moles. I don't know where they went to.
You are privileged enough to live in the city, you may have a bee person near you, and then you'll never see the mosquito truck.
Oh, okay. And the potholes are a lot smoother, too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
They really
the trucks are a lot heavier.
They're not to fix the holes, potholes out here.
You and I both know it's all Kelly.
What I people is Jerry's been my county commissioner, and he's been the best commissioner. And I don't endorse people, never have. But I will say that I'm going to vote for Mr. Carl.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You got to love people.
You're the only fiscal conservative besides Sean Sullivan in Mobile region, I think.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
Jerry, how many calls a day do you get? I mean, I know you don't mind them, but that goes with the job.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the job. And a lot of times I'm there or I bring them home and I sit up to 7 or 8 o'clock returning phone calls because people want to hear from you. The girl in my office, Kelly, she handles 99% of the calls. Yeah.
She's great.
She is.
She answers questions.
I got more calls than I did when I was Republican County Chairman. I'll get
somewhere on a good day, you know, probably 25 calls. On a day after a heavy rain, it's closer to 50 or 60.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's government working instead
that's just part of the job.
Not working.
If you don't want to return those calls,
the government closest to us works the best.
Yeah.
And that's
hey, I would like one more thing. A whistleblower, I'm not, but I just wanted to say we have talked, Jerry, about that toll bridge. Well, and everybody said it's dead.
No.
Okay. Well, what's going to happen tomorrow? I guess they have another meeting in Spanish Fort, and the guys are going to get together again. And what they're going to do is they're going to put the toll bridge back on another proposal.
Correct.
And they're going to say, this is the long-term proposal. We did the short-term proposal before, and they're being real slick about it. So if people still want to attack this thing, they really should go to these meetings.
Thomas, I promise you the state government understands no toll now. There's no doubt about that. I was in.
And imagine a $6 each. That would devastate businesses.
I don't even want to get into it. Running for six different counties, I can tell you how it would affect all six counties.
Oh, yeah.
As county commissioner, I could tell you how it would just affect District 3.
And then
but
poor travelers
last week I was in Washington. We got to meet with Shelby, we got to meet with Jones, and we also got to meet with Bradley. And all three of them had, openly talk about it's not dead. Now, it is the governor's call, and we need a cooling down period. But the process is not dead. There's still $125 million on the table. Will That's Ainsworth right. was up there, Lieutenant Governor. He was actually up there with us.
You can't let any money go.
Everybody's talking the right tune. They're talking about scaling it back, scaling it down, yep. and bonding it. We can bond $700 to $1 billion.
Sure.
So we've got to figure out a way of scaling the bridge back. I said it from the very beginning. We don't need to build a Taj Mahal. Let's build a good bridge.
I handled the lawsuit. The bridge next to the power, the paper company, Harbert, against the state. It went on for about 12 years, and we tried it in the middle of Hurricane Katrina. And just to see, you know, it was just shenanigans.
Yeah.
It wasteful. It just everything was bad.
Well,
I was wondering, Judge, is it legal to tower and feather and kick somebody out of Alabama?
I think it is. I don't see anything on the book saying you can't tower and feather them.
Nothing wrong with it anyway.
Yeah, well, I want to write down John Cooper.
Okay.
Yep.
Amen. He's like a barnacle. He just clings. He's been there about 15 years now, hasn't he?
He needs to be scraped off the hull, right?
Yeah.
Thomas, I'd be careful now.
Thank you so much for the time and good luck, Jerry.
Nice talking to you, Thomas.
Take care, Thomas.
When y'all have some extra money, it would really be nice to four-lane Highway 45 to the Mississippi line and 90. You know, you're Mississippi, you're in a nice road, and you come here, you just bottleneck.
There was some of the BP money that's earmarked for
Good.
That. We've got a scaled-down version of what they originally planned.
Yeah.
But the state has started
That's
on
typical,
that.
Though. I like engineers, but they want to go, you know, it's like Cadillac plan. You know, they want to go with the best, the state of the art,
sure.
when sometimes the, you know, Chevrolet will do it.
Well,
you know.
Attorneys are the same
yeah,
way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, amen.
I mean, I used to be one.
Well,
it's still, you know, it's their pride that they're putting on there. So,
I know.
But we can scale that project down. We can.
Sure.
We're reasonable people. We can work with it.
Yeah. And I've never understood really why they hadn't utilized the Cochrane Africatown Bridge more, because, you know, the approach is you need a GPS to find it, getting on and off.
I think it'd be great if we connected that with the 165. Yeah, the 165, and take that bridge all the way across the bay.
It kind of is, but you got to wind your way through these neighborhoods. You know, you ought to be able to just zip off of it. It's
a
great bridge.
A little bit of change.
Yeah,
and that's
it could take
bridge.
Off. You know, some of the traffic on that, but. You know, it's built and, you know, everybody's forgotten it now. Looks like we got another caller. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Rick in Pensacola. How you doing, Rick?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. What do you think all these gun grabbers, what they've been up to?
Well, first off, you have to realize the gun grabbers are just people talking out of their backside.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the police and those are going to be the ones on the front line.
Yep.
And what they fail to realize is the police are also NRA members.
Yep.
In regards to the toll on the bridge, it's the same fiasco from 25 years ago in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
Taxes are going to go up. You're going to pay more. And then after six or seven people die because people aren't paying attention, there's a toll. They're going to go, gee, we should take the tolls down. But miraculously, none of your money will ever come back to you.
Yeah.
It'll be, gee, we need to pay this person
more.
Well,
remember when they built the Wallace Tunnel.
Well, we should go look at that.
You were supposed to be able to take that turn at 55 or 60 until trucks started flipping over and all, and then they couldn't figure out why is
that. And all you have to do is take yourself out to the Love's exit and watch how many trailer trucks go from 65, 70 to 25.
And it's just an accordion effect.
Or lock them up.
Yeah, it's an accordion effect.
The same exact thing happens to the Gold Star Bridge in New London, Connecticut. The tolls were up for 4 years. Seven people died. The tolls got ripped down.
Listen, they're so tolled in Houston.
No.
If you drive down the highway and don't pay one, there's a satellite that catches you. I got a bill in the mail about a month later.
Yes.
That
is easier because keep on going.
Well, that's right.
But when you start telling people in the middle of nowhere, to jack on the brake,
75 down to zero, it causes a problem.
You're going to have a lot of problems.
Yeah, you're right.
The other problem you have with electronic tolling is how many people are going to start hacking that system.
Amen. I think, Charlie, we had a break. Yeah. Rick, we had a break, hard break. Thank you for calling. Call us next week, all right?
Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Great ideas. Remember, folks, our number here is 251-343-0106. Either a gun question or a political question, something for Jerry Carl. We'll be right back after our break.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
You know, we did some tests, and that actually will not blow your head clean off. It's going to put a bad hole in it.
But it sounds good when clean.
Yeah, it sounds better, and especially there's an art to talking to a punk or a thug that you can't let them know you're intimidated by them. Yeah. You learn that, like, within Justice Gorsuch has written a book, which – I don't know, seems a little sleazy, but he's a good guy, but, you know, he's obviously making money selling his book. He's on the Supreme Court. But he was saying the transition to being a judge, and I had to put a comment. I said, you know, the biggest transition is the first year it feels odd when people call you Your Honor, and then after a year it feels odd when they don't call you Your Honor. So that's when you know you're too far gone, you know. But you know, the Washington thing is just something else. So 9 o'clock to 2, down at Gary Mazingo, 10 o'clock Gary's. To 2, at Gary Mazingo's place. It's called Gunport, and it is down. You go past Bellingrath Gardens all the way to the end of the road, take a right. It's probably about 2 miles on the left. And if you miss it, you probably shouldn't be going there.
Yeah, it's halfway, you know, between Ballabatry and Bellingrath Gardens.
Back your car in the parking lot, too. That shows that you're a pro. If you just pull in head first, it shows that you're a visitor. And,
well, I'm a visitor.
Yeah, to back it in.
You know, I took my wife and my daughter, and we went down there and took lessons, defense course lessons.
Yeah.
We had the best time as a family. We really did.
Gary,
listen,
that's
made
great.
Me slow down and then start over. And
he's got a trap range down there. It's just, you know, a little something for everybody. Like I say, you know, in a couple of weeks it'll be a little better. Maybe it is now. But out in August it's pretty hot.
Well.
But you know, you got to drink a lot. And a lot of people don't do that. You know, you just got to keep pouring the water in. But yeah, he's a good guy, and I'll try to make it down there 10 o'clock.
10 to 2.
Gary and I our birthdays are 2 days off. He's got a couple of years on me, but you know, I think it was somebody, it might have been his daughter, said, "Why do they call you Rusty?" I said, "Because my hair is red, madam." She said, "Oh, you used to have red hair?" I said, "Used to." And then, you know, when I look in the mirror, I still see red hair.
Yeah.
But I know it's not. So,
hey, I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, me too.
This grace is supposed to be wisdom.
Well, that's exactly right. You always heard older people say, you're not going to believe how fast the time goes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, it has really been. My son over there, you're 30, right?
30, yes.
My goodness. You know, he was a preemie. 2 pounds, 13 ounces.
Oh, my gracious.
When he was born, 12 weeks early.
I think he's passed that.
And you know what? He only stayed in the hospital 4 weeks. And we took him home at like 4 pounds. We took him home at 4 pounds, which scared us to death. As we're taking him home, a car spins out of control and almost hits us in the side.
Technology is great these days, though.
But you know,
when healthcare.
At 1 year, he got up and started walking, which, you know, is kind of normal. And so he caught up. He was just anxious to be born. And what's odd, he's named after my uncle, and my uncle was birthday was April 18th. He wasn't supposed to be born until July. He was born on April 18th, which was strange. But anyway, he's doing real well. I'm not really sure what he does, something with computers and hospitals and things like, you know, when you don't understand these jobs anymore. That really tells you you're getting a little older.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, I don't even try anymore.
I'm surrounded by young people. I'm just fascinated by them.
Oh, yeah.
But I fascinate them with my energy.
Yeah. Well, he's the typical one. I forced, go to college. He didn't even more need to go to college. And then after about a year, you know, he's working. I said, why are you upgrading the software at Dollar General? Well, they don't have people that do that. And one of these type jobs was at Providence Hospital, and they hired him permanently. And he's sitting, how long have you been there? 8 years, 10 years?
8 years.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you need your Microsoft certificate, yeah. You know. And listen, a lot of people just – I wouldn't have gone to college if I didn't want to go to law – need to go to law school. You know, it was an utter waste of time.
Yeah, we made a deal with my son that he would go to school for a year because he always wanted to go in the Army.
Yeah.
So we made a deal if he went for a year, we would support him going in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went the first semester and called for his Social Security number. He joined the Marine Corps.
So. Yeah.
The rest
you
know, is history.
If he's got something for you,
yeah.
Or you've got a ton of money and just can study the classics and like them, you know, that's great.
I was too busy trying to get out and start a new business.
Well, I was, you know,
I've always been eager. I love business.
I was eating up with politics. There were weeks I didn't go to certain classes. It didn't seem to matter, you know. That was when Reagan won in 79 and 80. But I remember we were putting up surreptitious Reagan signs, camo. Get pulled over
by
police.
Well, you were an early radical,
yeah.
Weren't
you? Yeah, I was. Get pulled over by a police officer. He says, you know, I just got my NRA magazine, and for the first time in history, they endorse someone's president, Ronald Reagan. So y'all just go try to keep it quiet.
Oh.
All right.
You still got some of those T-shirts and stuff campaign?
I got all kinds. I got bumper stickers if you want some.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got all that stuff still left.
That
was the first time a Republican presidential candidate had won Tuscaloosa County, I think, 100 years.
I don't want to admit the first
president. We had a lot of coal miners there that were actively working. That was Jimmy Carter, I guess. But I knew he was going to win. I could just tell it. Our biggest problem, though, was people saying he was too old.
Yeah.
That's what was funny. And it was the old people saying he was too old, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's obviously one of the issues in this race, too. So
it's not a general rule, but I would say most men, when they hit early 70s, I'm faltering before that, but they just, you know, start faltering a little bit. And all things being equal, it's better to have somebody not that old. But, you know, I can't pick who's going to be president. So
there's not a whole lot of people willing to run for that position.
No, the job
the
itself,
scrutiny is,
it's really supposed to be a part-time job. The federal government had certain defined enumerated powers, and you can read the list of them. They're supposed to be in all this. They're supposed to be vaping and all of that stuff, but they get into everything they can, you know. And as I said, try to affect – you can affect our local government, and you can kind of affect Montgomery. You can't affect Washington. Forget it, you know. Unless you're a millionaire like Soros,
but you still got to try.
Oh yeah,
you still got to send the best you can recruit.
If the only reason is to keep a bad person out,
yeah, you've got to try.
Yeah,
you can't just walk away from it.
Well, we've got this whole generation, and it's our generation too, that thinks they're owed something and they have the key to the treasury, and let's open it up. And they don't seem to understand, you know, that's our money.
Well, $185,000 per person in debt, if you think about it. You know, it's a legacy we're going to leave.
And by the way, you know who started that trend? Alexander Hamilton, that the media has a love affair with. Albert Gallatin, appointed by Thomas Jefferson, was actually the longest-serving Secretary of the Treasury, and he started the program to pay off the debt, which they did in 25 years. Hamilton was the one, borrowing money will make us, we'll get good credit rating and we'll get, you know, he made no attempt to pay it down. And he liked the idea of having that government debt to control, you know, controls everybody. So read, there's a new book about Albert Gallatin. And, you know, there are a lot of little towns and cities named Gallatin and people. I'll tell you my story later about that. Greg A. was a Swissman, and he was with Jefferson and Madison and the group of old Republicans, John Randolph, real good guy. Hamilton was involved in more duels than Aaron Burr and next 100 people combined, you know. Bad guy.
You think we should go back to the dueling up there in Washington?
Well, you know, I would, because we got dueling here now. It's at some bar Saturday night, and somebody hits another with a bottle or stabs him.
I don't know if that's dueling.
But. Well, it's still blowing off steam. Right. At least dueling, you had rules. You know, you had rules that were observed, and very few people got killed. Yeah. Now, you know, you just get knifed when you're not or shot when you don't know it's coming.
That's right.
Well, Jerry, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Everybody, try to get down to Gunport. That's 10 o'clock this Saturday. And
please don't forget to vote March the 3rd, 2020. In
right.
The Republican
it's around the corner.
Jerry
sure
Paul,
is.
The guy with the two first names.
Sure. And we'll see you next week on Armed Alabama at 7 o'clock Tuesday night.
He just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're